I think yoga is the practice of paying attention. On this podcast, Yoga Strong, we talk about what paying attention on the mat, what being aware and being present, whether you're in the studio or out of the studio, or in the kitchen, or with your family, or with your friends, in connection, in your heart, in your head. What does paying attention look like for your life? That's what this podcast is all about. That's what Yoga Strong is about. It's not just strong in your muscles and strong in your movement on the mat. It's strong everywhere. This is Yoga Strong with your host, Bonnie Weeks.
Hello. Welcome to the podcast. Yesterday, last night, I did something that I have never done before. And, you know, recently I shared an email. I'm going to drop a link to sign up for my emails. It's called B-mail. Bonnie email. So my B-mail, I mean, sure, you'll get information if I have like a program that I'm selling, like Yoga Strong that I just recently shared about, or retreats that are coming. But I share a lot of stories. I'm a big story person, obviously. I have a podcast. This is where we tell stories. So I will write stories and kind of share a little bit different. Sometimes there's some repeats with podcasts, but it's like very much what's current and teaching me. So again, link in the bio of this podcast so you can get more. And recently I had shared on one of those emails about my experience going to a beginning ballet class. And I did some dance when I was younger when I was in a single digit age bracket. And I mean, I was adorable, right? As like small little 4 to 6 year olds are when they are dancing. And it's a lot different story. Maybe some people would still say I was adorable, but in my full grown ass adult body, to then go to a beginning ballet class when I was a sophomore in college, and we had the pink little shoes, pink tights, the black leotard with the little cap sleeves. I mean, it was truly like when I think of one of my kiddos when he was little, he went to ballet and you know, wore that and loved it. And I just imagine that little body and like my body in that, you know, it's a whole thing. And I like, regardless of just wearing the thing, you know, which is a fun costume, and costuming can be a whole other subject. And damn, like I should get my sister on here talking about costuming and play and freedom at that. So that can be a thing 100%. But at this current place for me as a sophomore in college, going to this beginning ballet class, I felt ridiculous. I also had a lot of fun. My class when I was little, in my single digit years, was shared a wall with a bar in my little downtown, and smelled like smoke. So like, I remember that. But you like hear the bar next door during class. So, I mean, I don't remember a whole lot about dance besides that. And besides that, there was like some song that we performed. We had to have a teddy bear and we performed it at the mall. And so those are the things I remember. So as an adult, it's a different experience, and learning how to plie and how to leap across the room and whatnot. I also took a modern dance class and felt so ridiculous in my body. And last night, I took my first hip-hop dance class. And y'all, is like, it's so interesting to me because one, it's a new thing. So I, like, this is noob energy. I've been talking to noobs recently. I'm like, hey, if you haven't done strength training, like, there's things that I am still learning as somebody who's lifted for years now. And your body's always changing, and there's different methods of lifting. And anyway, so there's always something new to learn. But especially if you're brand new, like, I get it, because I walked into this class, I had a friend that invited me, and I learned a hip hop dance routine. My edges aren't very sharp. I feel like hip hop, you know, you have like fast, jerky moves, and I'm like moving my hips which is not bad either. But, you know, I'm like, you know, and the choreography, which I'm grateful that I have so much yoga in my background, and the way that I choreograph classes, and I really do consider it choreography, especially when I'm getting into the flow of like, where am I going to go next? And working to a very specific thing. And then we improvise too. And improvising in your choreography is still choreography. And so having had so much of that work and really just enjoying it. I mean, I was also, when I was in college, I took like a country Western partner dance class. I did 2 semesters of that. Fucking loved it. Like, so good. So fun. And now I'm like, I want to do West Coast swing. I like, there's other things. So I'm talking fast. I'm excited. And there's a part of me that is a noob. There's part of me that's like, I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. And then the other part that also feels really good is like, but that's okay. And I do like to dance. And there's something that yoga has given me. There's something that yoga has given me, but there's something I've given myself through the process of discovering what yoga is and who I am since finding it. That's probably a better statement. Yoga gave me enough structure to start to move. I always wanted to be a dancer. Why? Why? Why did I want to be a dancer? Because it's like, if you're going to the grocery store, nobody's there breaking a move. Everybody's there pushing the cart, doing their thing, grabbing the tomatoes, grabbing a box of pasta. Like, here's the gallon of milk. We're not making a lot of space around us to take up space. And it is scary. I'm still learning. Man, y'all, I am still learning how to take up space. There's ways that, you know, I also go stand. I stood at the front of the class. I want to be close to the teacher. I got to have eyeballs and see what's happening. And that doesn't bother me. But there's like, and so in that way, could it be taking up space to step in the front of the class? Sure. But also I'm like, I want to see. I want to be a part of it. I'm going to dive in. And that's like totally my learner mindset, and always has been something like that for me. Put me up front so that I can see, so I can really like be attentive and be present. Presence is pleasure. And I think on that same note, you have to be present within yourself to be able to move, and you have to give yourself permission to be able to get bigger. And there's a lot of play in that. So there's a lot of peace, right? So we have presence and pleasure and permission and play. I didn't know how to let my body have those things. And really what that is saying is that I didn't know how to let the inside parts of me, I didn't know how to have my emotions, my voice, literally my voice that you're hearing right now, the way that I think, the way that I create community, the way that I connect with other people, it was all tight and small and afraid to move. Because what happens if I move it? What happens? And what are other people thinking or saying or wanting or not wanting? And giving myself the permission to start to move. And yoga really gave me that, because it's enough structure, right? You're like, here's a mat, here's some space, take up this space. It's defined. And I think that definition of taking up the yoga space allowed me to start to move and stretch out. Star pose on the mat, great. All right, we have defined a space where take up as much space as you can in that like cubic rectangle, basically, like draw it up to the ceiling and like, you know, here we are, and plus a couple feet out to the sides. So there was an invitation when I found yoga to start to take up space and to do it in new and interesting ways with my body, with a very defined name of poses. And this invitation to kind of then, I started to dive in the transitions in between. So it wasn't just the poses, but it was like, well, how do I move there? How do I wave my body to that next pose? So then there started to be this play with the poses, play with this very strict form that was being asked in yoga. And this led me to start to explore the ways that I can move my body. So y'all, I started this new dance class yesterday. I don't know, started. I'm going to go back again. I want to take a couple of my kids with me too. And I think at this moment, I just want to show up here and say that I'm grateful for the journey, because I wouldn't have been able to step into this class. And I think about that modern dance class and that beginning ballet class and those, both those beginning classes that I took when I was in college, and how intimidated I felt and how not in my body I felt, how I was trying to keep myself small in those classes because I was going to look dumb and not feel like I could do the things. And is yoga going to be the way for everybody? No, but it was a way for me to start to give myself permission to play. And when you start to give yourself permission to do that and to really drop into the moment and get really present, it brings you a lot of pleasure. It brings you so much pleasure. I'm just grinning the whole time. I'm like messing up last night and I'm like, yeah, I'm here. I'm ready. Let's do the thing. And even today, I'm like, I can still feel the music in me. I can still feel the moves in me. Like there's like, oh, I'm like less than 24 hours out right now. And it's this. This is why I show up. This is why I teach. This is why I coach and mentor one-on-one with people. This is why I host things like Flow School and retreats. This is why I write. This is why I show up in community. It's this. It's this sense of freedom, this ball of feeling rooted into my feet and light at the same time. It's this energy where I could be as big as I want and make space for other people at the same time. It's permission to play. It's deep pleasure. It's saying what you want and what you need. And I don't always feel like I do at this very moment, but right this moment, I do. And I know that that's going to change, and that's okay. But right now, I'm going to celebrate this and be grateful for it and grateful for the journey I've had to get to this place. And maybe this is something that you want. And there's going to have to be like a carving out. Man, when I found yoga, I had a friend. Oh, it's going to make me cry. I had a friend who had also had three little kids. I had three little kids. Our husbands worked. My ex at the time, like, worked at the same job, kind of, and long ass hours. And she knew I was going to go to yoga and wanted to go, and that he couldn't be there for me to go to a 6 p.m. class because he'd work like 60 hours a week. And her husband was doing the same. And she told me to bring my kids over. And I brought my kids over once a week. And she'd feed them dinner. And he was supposed to pick him up, and sometimes he wouldn't get there till late, and sometimes he didn't get there at all, and then I'd pick them up after class, and she would have done it for hours. Watching my kids for nothing, just because she was showing up. And it's changed my life. That was a gift that has changed my life. So, if you're somebody with little kids, I get it. It's a lot. And also, you're so fucking worth it. Your desire to move and your freedom to move, both in your body, in your emotions, in how you think, and how you want to shift your perspectives of the world, or how you want to invite a sense of openness in yourself, a lightness, a playfulness, a freedom. I want that for you. It does not have to look anything like my path. But I hope that you find that. And don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to say yes when somebody offers you something. Don't be afraid to lean in, even if you're new and it feels uncomfortable and you're not sure where it's going. That's okay. That's okay. And if you need something that gives you a little bit of structure, maybe it's yoga. Maybe it's a class. Like, I think classes, group classes can be a good way to step into it. But then, like, keep going. And it might be bigger. It might give you more than what you realize. It might expand you in ways that you look back and could not have guessed. And maybe it won't be the thing. Maybe you're like, well, I tried that, but that wasn't it. But really lean in, right? It's going to take some sort of sacrifice. Always does. Yeah, making friends as adults, right? Like all these things, making like space for a new hobby, like, you know, whatever it is, the kids, right? There's constantly things that are going to pull at our time. And we don't have infinite amount of it. But if you're feeling burnt out, if you're feeling like you are feeling stuck and small, if you're feeling like you can't move, that sucks. It's so hard. I know that place too. And your joy is worth it. And I hope you find some practices and some breath and some people to support you. And sometimes those people, sometimes you have to be the brave one first. And you have to be the one that says, I need help. Sometimes you have to be the first one to like say the thing that feels most vulnerable. And maybe with that friend, you haven't. And you have to start, somebody has to lean in first. If you want friendships around you that you say real shit, somebody has to start. And maybe that's you. And it's going to be okay. Hand to heart. Breathing in. I'm breathing out. Thank you for listening to my joy here. My noob status as a hip hop dancer. We'll see. Wherever you are, whatever you see around you, whatever you feel inside of you, for children you do or do not have, your partners, your friends, your family, whatever earth your feet are standing on at this very moment, wherever you are, my hand is on my heart with you. And I hope that you find freedom to move in some way today. Do the thing that you think about that feels weird. You're like, I'm not going to do that. That's weird. People think I'm weird. That's random. Or I can't believe I had that thought. Maybe try it. Maybe lean in a little. And if you listen to this and you do that and you feel connected in some way to this message, let me know. Send an email or leave a review on this podcast. Like, share it. Say it out loud. Let yourself get bigger. Sending love.